You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Showman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about how thyroid hormone levels change as you age and answering the question, does aging naturally decrease your thyroid function? Although normal aging is inevitable and it looks different to everyone, outer characteristics like gray hair and wrinkles can make aging feel more visible. But many people don't consider the internal changes that affect our health. And so we're going to take a look at how your thyroid function changes with aging and what the potential risk factors are for any sorts of health complications. First, let's talk about the endocrine system, which consists of the organs and tissues that make hormones. Once produced, hormones enter the bloodstream. They travel to other organs where they're responsible for the actions and functions of that organ. Estrogen, testosterone, and insulin are a few examples of hormones. As you age, your body systems do change. For the endocrine system, these changes can include a decrease in hormone sensitivity at the target organ, meaning that the same amount of hormone will have less of an effect. An increase or decrease in hormone production, physical changes to the actual glands is also possible. So let's take a look at one of those hormones made by your endocrine system, the thyroid hormone. So your thyroid gland is a butterfly-shaped organ at the base of your neck, and it makes thyroid hormone. The thyroid hormone has many important roles in our body, including growth and development, regulation of body temperature and metabolism, digestion, hair, skin, and nail health, fertility, and mental health. As you can see, thyroid hormone production is essential for your cells and organs to function. But how does your body know how much to make? Well, this is where the hypothalamus-thyroid feedback loop regulates the production of your thyroid hormone. So your hypothalamus, located in your brain, releases thyrotropin-releasing hormone, or TRH. This tells your pituitary gland to release thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, which then signals your thyroid gland to release T3 and T4, triiodothyronine and thyroxine, the key thyroid hormones. Once released, they travel to their target organs where T4 is converted to T3, the active form of thyroid hormone. As your levels of T3 and T4 decrease, your hypothalamus releases TRH and the loop continues. A disruption to this cycle changes the balance of these hormones. Since these hormones circulate in your blood, it's easy to see when these levels are outside the reference range or the normal range. So what affects these thyroid hormone levels? Your thyroid hormone levels, and especially TSH, can increase or decrease throughout your life. Some factors that influence these changes include periods of growth and development, your genes, pregnancy, iodine deficiency, environmental factors like seasonal or temperature changes, tobacco smoking status, medications such as lithium, amiodarone, or metformin, ethnicity, and gender. After birth, your TSH levels surge following an increase in T4 levels within the first day of life. TSH levels will remain higher than those seen in adults, but slowly fall. Around 6 to 9 months of age, TSH reaches a certain level and stays there through childhood, while free T4 gradually falls. On the contrary, T3 levels are low at birth, but gradually increase. During adolescence, a period of intense growth and development, TSH and free T4 levels vary based on gender and age. For example, males have a higher TSH than females between the ages of 12 and 14, but males and females both have an increase in TSH between the ages of 14 and 16. Studies show that free T4 increases in both genders from 14 to 16, while free T3 tends to decrease around 16. Your metabolism starts to slow down around the age of 20. I know, not good news. This doesn't mean that your thyroid hormone has drastically decreased, causing overt hypothyroidism, but rather your TSH does start increasing around the third decade of life. One study actually found there was an average increase of 13% in TSH levels and a 1.7% increase in free T4 over a 13-year time frame in men with an average of 85 years old. One study showed that about 3 to 16% of people older than 60 have subclinical thyroid dysfunction or subclinical hypothyroidism. However, not all studies show that T4 increases as we age. In subclinical hypothyroidism, the T4 level is normal with an elevated TSH. Symptoms are not always present in subclinical hypothyroidism. However, it can be hard to tell if the symptoms are from hypothyroidism or the natural aging process. Some of the symptoms include fatigue, cold intolerance, dry skin, weight gain, muscle and joint aches and pain, a hoarse voice, and cognitive impairment. Mild subclinical hypothyroidism doesn't appear to have a health impact on older individuals or affect cognitive impairment. However, working with a thyroid specialist can help you understand your diagnosis and your treatment options. Here's a quick note from Paloma. Testing your thyroid hormone levels is easy with our Paloma at-home test kit. Mail a finger prick blood sample to the lab and have your results for TSH, free T3 and T4, and TPO antibodies within a few days. Make sure to schedule a virtual appointment with one of our thyroid doctors to help interpret your results and come up with the next steps. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.